Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Real quick before we hit the phones and get back to Commanders Lions and why you've got hope in this game. So we knew yesterday during the show that Mike McCarthy was not going back to Dallas. What we didn't know was who was going to emerge as a favorite for their head coaching job. And I don't know that this guy's a favorite at all, but one of the names that has now come out as of last night via Jordan Schultz is that the Cowboys have called Deion Sanders, the head coach at Colorado and the Hall of Fame defensive back.
Who's a bigger star?
The longtime great Dallas Cowboy. And Jerry Jones and him have at least discussed the possibility of Deion Sanders coaching the Cowboys. Now, I said this about Bill Belichick going to the Lions, and I ended up to the UNC, I should say, to the Tar Heels, and I ended up being wrong. I can't see this happening. To me, this feels like somebody's agent, Deion's, and a reporter kind of having a conversation, and it's good for Deion Sanders if he's mentioned with a head coaching job. And next thing you know, he and Jerry Jones get on the line, and somebody leaks that they talked about the job. I think it's way more whatever that is. Like the Ron Rivera interview with the Jets to me was, let's talk to Ron Rivera, not Ron Rivera is probably going to end up being the head coach of the Jets. That's where I'm at on this. I think this is not a real, legitimate, credible possibility. I don't know how you feel, but I do want to say this with the platform that we have.
Okay.
Jerry.
Yes.
Jerry Jones.
Yes, sir.
Is this you?
Yes, man. Yes, right here.
This is Grant Paulson.
Oh, hi, Grant. It's good to speak with you.
I do some radio in Washington, D.C.
Yes, I'm aware.
Most powerful city in the world.
We can find someone else to ask these questions now.
Please, Jerry.
Uh-huh.
Please, 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 please hire Deion Sanders as your head coach.
Well, it's something we are considering. And if we do it, it's because I say so, not because you say so.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
I beg of you. Start a GoFundMe. I'll throw some money in on it. Hire Deion Sanders as your head coach as soon as possible. Please, Jerry, do this. Your circus of an operation that is more famous than it is good. That job that you have, that opening, is high profile. It's notable. It's not a good job necessarily, as Troy Aikman correctly said on Monday Night Football last night. But I'm begging of you, sir, please make the circus, add an act or two, and bring in Deion Sanders.
So where we disagree, and I can never be proven right or wrong necessarily, because if it doesn't happen, it doesn't mean it wasn't a threat. I do think this is real. This feels, even though, you know, I know this isn't what Jerry's done over the previous couple of decades, where it's been Jason Garrett, who's the most boring, Mike McCarthy, just a regular old football guy who was in charge for a handful of seasons. This does feel like I need to shake it up. And who better than a guy that's had success and is the hot name right now?
Well, you also are going to have a really hard time getting a grown-up to take that job, because people that have influence and power and are good hires want to also have some say in the operation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was reported today by Adam Schefter that Elliot Wolf of the Patriots, their GM, is going to report to Mike Vrabel. They're going coach-centric, essentially.
Ugh.
I don't think he's going to have the title like Ron Rivera had, but Vrabel gets the final say on personnel as the head coach of the Patriots. That was the way to get him. He was the favorite to land three jobs. I think anybody who has watched football the last 5 years knew that guy would be out of a gig for 3 hours. That's how they got him back. For Dallas, you're going to go work with Jerry Jones and be told what to do by an owner in his mid-80s?
Who's the GM also?
Who's also the GM? Mm-hmm. I mean, good luck getting a grown-up.
Yeah, like, so you need somebody, like somebody is going to be, he's doing his own press conferences where Deion Sanders is saying whatever he wants to say. Then Jerry goes on the radio and either contradicts it or compliments it or makes his own story 2 days later. I mean, you can't stop that machine. Whatever that content machine is, does not have an off switch.
Hire Deion Sanders, please. And then he can trade Dak to the Titans And then they can draft Shedeur Sanders. Oh, it would be great. I mean, for the other three teams in the division. But please, Dion, Jerry, it'd be the funniest thing ever. You have to make this happen for those of us here in D.C.
It'd be the most reality show thing ever.
I wonder if Cowboys fans would be excited about
that. They would, because they're boobs.
Do you really think so?
100%.
Like, what are our guys, Sean and RJ, who do morning radio in Dallas, saying today about that?
Well, they're adults, and they'll play to their audience.
Yeah.
But, like, I guarantee you, like, Truth Serum, they'd go, that's doomed to fail. That's a disaster in waiting. But you know every Rube Cowboy fan, 90% of which have never been to Dallas, but, like, the biggest name's the one and I want, he's going to command respect from all of them. Like, whatever kind of nonsense, you know, with, like, their chin-strap beards and flat hats. They love the idea. I guarantee you they're excited about it.